听力考试正式开始。请看，听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题。从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中，选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案画在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 B 项，并将其画在试卷上。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Excuse me, madam.
Yes?
How long can I keep the book?
For 1 month. Please make sure you return the book before it's due.
Hurry up, Jenny. It's already 7. We'll be late for the film.
Don't worry, dear. We still have 20 minutes. And it takes us only 15 minutes to get there. We'll be there just in time.
I heard on the radio that it'll be sunny during the holiday weekend. Maybe we can take a trip to Boston.
That sounds great. I'll call Jane to see if she'd like to join us. It's nearly 8. If you want to catch the 9 o'clock train, you'd better go now.
Don't worry. I'll drive to the station.
In that case, let me go with you, and you drop me off at the city center. I'll go to the open market. I'm sorry the cake is late. We'll do better next time, I promise.
Well, I'm sorry too. You'll have to take it back. The birthday party is over, and we don't need the cake anymore.
ABC 三个选项中，选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话前，你将有时间阅读各个小题。每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话读两遍。 听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Oh, it's broken. Jack is not going to be happy when he sees this. It's his favorite CD. He'll tell Mum.
Please, Kathy, can I borrow $10? I'll buy him a new one, and I'll clean up your room.
Oh, it's broken. Jack is not going to be happy when he sees this. It's his favorite CD. He'll tell Mum.
Please, Kathy, can I borrow $10? I'll buy him a new one.And I'll clean up your room.
Hing下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
How did you like the dishes, sir?
Delicious. Everything was excellent here. Thank you.
Do you want some coffee? Tea, sir?
No, thanks. I'm fine. I'll just have the bill, please. How much is your service charge?
15%, and it's included in your bill. Thank you very much, sir. We look forward to seeing you again.
Sure. Good night.
How did you like the dishes, sir?
Delicious. Everything was excellent here. Thank you.
Do you want some coffee? Tea, sir?
No, thanks. I'm fine. I'll just have the bill, please. How much is your service charge?
15%, and it's included in your bill. Thank you very much, sir. We look forward to seeing you again.
Sure. Good night.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Can I help you?
Yes, my daughter bought this camera here for my wife's birthday, but it doesn't work, so I'd like to change it for another one.
I see. Let me have a look. Well, we'll be happy to change it for you, but I'm afraid we don't have another pink one.
Oh, what will I do then?
Would you like to choose a different color? We do have this camera in black and orange.
My wife doesn't like either of those colors.
If you want, we can order another camera just like this one. There wouldn't be any extra charge for it.
That sounds fine. Would you please go ahead and do that?
We'd be very happy to. But it'll take at least a week, maybe 10 days. We'll call you when it comes in.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Can I help you?
Yes, my daughter bought this camera here for my wife's birthday, but it doesn't work, so I'd like to change it for another one.
I see. Let me have a look. Well, we'll be happy to change it for you, but I'm afraid we don't have another pink one.
Oh, what will I do then?
Would you like to choose a different color? We do have this camera in black and orange.
My wife doesn't like either of those colors.
If you want, we can order another camera just like this one. There wouldn't be any extra charge for it.
That sounds fine. Would you please go ahead and do that?
We'd be very happy to. But it'll take at least a week, maybe 10 days. We'll call you when it comes in.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
听下面一段对话，回答第13至第16四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hi, Joe. Many people in our department are leaving for Thanksgiving. What are you going to do?
I think I'll just stay at home. I may see some friends and watch a few DVDs, and I probably would go to the Ottawa car show. What about you, Ariel? What's your plan?
I'm going to do some traveling with my family.
Oh? Where to?
Toronto. And on our way, we're going to visit my Aunt Betty in Kingston.
That's exciting. How long do you plan to stay?
2 days. I have a get-together party with my college friends on the 10th in Toronto. Oh, I'm afraid I've got to go now. My husband is waiting for me, and we'll have to pick up Daniel from school. Have a nice holiday, Joe.
Thank you. You too.
Hi, Joe. Many people in our department are leaving for Thanksgiving. What are you going to do?
I think I'll just stay at home. I may see some friends and watch a few DVDs, and I probably would go to the Ottawa car show. What about you, Ariel? What's your plan?
I'm going to do some traveling with my family.
Oh? Where to?
Toronto. And on our way, we're going to visit my Aunt Betty in Kingston.
That's exciting. How long do you plan to stay?
2 days. I have a get-together party with my college friends on the 10th in Toronto. Oh, I'm afraid I've got to go now. My husband is waiting for me, and we'll have to pick up Daniel from school. Have a nice holiday, Joe.
Thank you. You too.
听下面一段对话，回答第17至第20四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Where can you look if you want to know how tall the tallest person in the world is? Or who the oldest person in the world is? There's only one place where you'll find all this information, and that's in the Guinness Book of Records. This morning, we have someone from the Guinness Company that produced that famous book, Thomas Manning. Welcome to the program, Thomas.
Thanks, Sue. It's a pleasure to be here.
Perhaps you could start by telling us where the idea for the book came from.
Well, it was first suggested in the early 1950s. Sir Hugh Beaver, the managing director of Guinness, was out shooting birds with some friends. A bird flew away so quickly that no one was able to shoot it. Sir Hugh wondered whether this bird was the fastest bird in Europe, and if it wasn't the fastest, he wondered what was.
So I suppose he went to the nearest library to look for the information, and he couldn't find it?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. And this made Sir Hugh think there must be other people in the same situation who wanted this kind of information. He thought that, like himself, people would be interested in finding facts about records to satisfy their curiosity.
So the idea for a book of records was born. And when did the first book come out?
A few years later, in 1955. So, to answer your first question, the tallest person in the world is 231.7 centimeters tall, and the oldest person is Jean L. Calment, who was born in February 1875.
There are also some rather strange records, aren't there, Thomas?
Yes, that's right. Did you know, Sue, that the shortest time it has taken...
Where can you look if you want to know how tall the tallest person in the world is? Or who the oldest person in the world is? There's only one place where you'll find all this information, and that's in the Guinness Book of Records. This morning, we have someone from the Guinness Company that produced that famous book, Thomas Manning. Welcome to the program, Thomas.
Thanks, Sue. It's a pleasure to be here.
Perhaps you could start by telling us where the idea for the book came from.
Well, it was first suggested in the early 1950s. Sir Hugh Beaver, the managing director of Guinness, was out shooting birds with some friends. A bird flew away so quickly that no one was able to shoot it. Sir Hugh wondered whether this bird was the fastest bird in Europe, and if it wasn't the fastest, he wondered what was.
So I suppose he went to the nearest library to look for the information, and he couldn't find it?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. And this made Sir Hugh think there must be other people in the same situation who wanted this kind of information. He thought that, like himself, people would be interested in finding facts about records to satisfy their curiosity.
So the idea for a book of records was born. And when did the first book come out?
A few years later, in 1955. So, to answer your first question, the tallest person in the world is 231.7 centimeters tall, and the oldest person is Jean L. Calment, who was born in February 1875.
There are also some rather strange records, aren't there, Thomas?
Yes, that's right. Did you know, Sue, that the shortest time it has taken...
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。 听力部分到此结束。